Thank you very much, Mr. President. Since it's the first time I'm taking the floor, let me join others in congratulating you for assuming the presidency of the 10th meeting of the state parties to the Convention on Class Termination. We also thank you and the Implementation Support Unit for all the preparatory work which has enabled us to work to meet this week. Mr. President, Namibia has consistently put on record that it has never produced or transferred cluster munitions and does not possess any stockpiles, a position formally confirmed by our transparency reports, including the latest one, which was submitted to the support unit for publication in May earlier this year. Notwithstanding this fact, we are fully aware of the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of cluster munitions as they were used in the Kasinga massacre of 1978 by the then South African apartheid regime. Namibia therefore continues to register its strong disapproval of the continued use and production of these illegal weapons. We concur with others, such as the Cluster Munition Coalition, that it is not necessary to retain any stocks, even for research and training purposes. Non-production, destruction of all stockpiles, and clearing all remaining remnants is the only way we can achieve a world free of cluster munitions. In terms of implementation measures, Namibia has taken and continues to take the necessary step required by Article 9 to prevent and suppress any activity on the Namibian territory which runs counter to the letter and spirit of the Convention. This includes amendments to the Arms and Ammunition Act, and the Namibian government is currently initiating the process of repealing the Explosive Acts, a piece of legislation which dates back to 1956, as indicated in the transparency report. Namibia would require assistance for this legislation repealing process. In this regard, we thank you, Mr. President, for submitting for consideration by the state parties at this meeting the terms of reference of the director of the ISU, which, among other things, include advisory services, support, and the provision technical assistance for support of implementing the convention. In conclusion, Namibia reaffirms its commitment to the humanitarian objectives of the convention. We will continue to promote the universal ratification and full implementation of the convention, including by actively participating in efforts aimed at enhancing impact, such as the mainstreaming of gender and diversity across the convention. I thank you, Mr. President.